This is WUOT. I'm Claire Heddles. Have you heard this sound yet? The longest-lived insect in North America, the brood 10 cicada, is emerging from the ground in 15 states, including Tennessee. I chatted with University of Tennessee entomologist Jerome Grant about what these noisy critters have been up to underground for the past 17 years.
A lot of people refer to these as an invasion, but they're not an invasion. It's just a natural biological phenomenon that occurs every 17 years with this brood 10 cicada.
What purpose do they serve in biodiversity and maintaining our environment for those 17 years? Are they doing something useful underground for us?
Cicadas of all types, whether dog day or periodical cicadas, are very beneficial to us in several ways. One is while they're underground, they're aerating the soil because they're moving throughout the soil, and that's a tremendous benefit. When they come above ground, they're an excellent food source for a lot of animals. So birds are going to really prey on them this year quite a bit. So I expect populations of birds to boom from the feeding. When they die, they provide nitrogen and other minerals to the soil for recycling, and they're natural tree pruners.
And they don't do anything to harm fruits and vegetables or gardens, is that right?
When they come out as an adult, they feed very little. Their main damage is caused by the female when she inserts her eggs into the twig of a tree or a bush of some type. And what she does is her ovipositor, her egg-laying mechanism, is like a knife, and she makes a slit, and she'll lay 20, 25 eggs, and she'll make another slit and another slit. And then everything beyond those slits will die because it can't get nutrients, and it'll break off, and you'll get natural tree pruning on there. In a home situation, you don't want that on young trees or on some of your bushes. If you have a low population, you're not going to see any probably impact of cicada egg-laying. But if you have a large population, you might want to protect your trees in some way, your small, young trees.
My garden, my strawberries or tomatoes, all of those are fine.
Yeah, strawberries, tomatoes are fine. They have been known to lay eggs on about 200 different types of plants, but they prefer hickory and oak and dogwood and a lot of the flowering fruit trees. This particular brood, again, will not be back till 2038. So it's a wonderful opportunity for people to get out and observe a wonderful phenomenon of nature. And then if you decide the noise is a little too much, you can always grab a few and cook them, put them on your dinner table.
Can you describe how one could cook a cicada?
Well, believe it or not, there's about three cookbooks at least on cooking cicadas. But what I encourage people to do is when they emerge at night, these cicadas will come out of the ground at night. And when they molt into an adult real early morning, they're what we call tenural adults. They're really soft and white. So I generally go out between 8 to 10 o'clock in the morning, and I look for newly emerged adults, and I collect them in a paper bag. I blanch them for 4 to 5 minutes. And after you blanch them, you can put them in the freezer and keep them for a while, or you can go ahead and start cooking with them, or you can roast them. So you can put them in an oven at 225 degrees for 10 to 15 minutes and roast them, and that gives you a nutty flavor to them. So there's different ways you can prepare them, different ways you can cook them. If you have a favorite dish, cicadas fit right into that.
Well, thank you so much. Are there any other facts that you think are especially interesting that you want to share?
Well, I appreciate you. You can't get a more fascinating creature than a periodical cicada. They come out in such large numbers. They're very odd-looking creatures. They live 99% of their life underground, which is unusual in itself. And these large numbers, they come out with one purpose, and that's to mate and reproduce. In order to mate, they have to produce the sounds the male does. We find the sounds annoying. Without the sounds, that organism cannot continue survival.
That was University of Tennessee entomologist Jerome Grant. I'm Claire Heddles, WUOT News.